This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is again urging for civilians to be protected as Israeli troops search Gaza's biggest hospital for traces of Hamas, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After surrounding Shifa Hospital for days, Israeli forces stormed inside today, accusing Hamas of using the facility as a command center.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that.
And while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby blasts Hamas for being there, the fact remains.
It's an active, legitimate hospital.
One where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days with no power or other necessities.
That need to be protected as much as possible.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. The 15-member council overcame an impasse in four attempts to take action last month. Israel has so far rejected calls for a ceasefire, which it says would benefit Hamas, a position backed by Washington. U.S. President Joe Biden met Chinese leader Xi Jinping for the first time in a year on Wednesday for talks that may ease friction between the two superpowers over military conflicts, drug trafficking, and artificial intelligence.
We have to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. And we also have to manage it responsibly, that competition. That's what the United States wants and what we intend to do. I also believe it's a world wants for both of us.
This is VOA News. With the effects of climate change increasingly being felt, the World Meteorological Organization says global concentrations of carbon dioxide, the most important greenhouse gas, last year were 50% above the pre-industrial era for the first time. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas on Wednesday said that despite decades of warnings from the scientific community, the world is heading in the wrong direction. He says global temperatures are expected to increase by 2.5 to 3 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. This, he says, is well above the Paris Agreement goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. He says the whole planet has seen an increase in heat waves. About half of the planet is facing an increase of flooding and a 1/3 increase in drought. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Madagascar announced a nighttime curfew on Wednesday on the eve of a tense first round of presidential elections, which follow more than 6 weeks of protests quelled with tear gas and violence. The move comes days after 10 of 12 opposition candidates pulled out of the race, saying current President Andry Rajoelina is ineligible to run and calling on their supporters to boycott Thursday's vote on the Indian Ocean island. Ghana's president opened a reparations conference in Accra on Tuesday, saying financial reparations for the slave trade are long overdue. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Nana Akufo-Addo was speaking on the first day of a reparations conference in Accra.
No amount of money can restore the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade and its consequences, which will span many centuries. But surely, this is a matter that the world must confront.
Advocates have long called for reparations or other ways to make amends for slavery. The movement has recently gained momentum amid growing demands from African and Caribbean countries. From the 15th to the 19th century, at least 12.5 million Africans were kidnapped and sold into slavery.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. New York State sued PepsiCo on Wednesday, accusing the beverage and snack food giant of polluting the environment and endangering public health through its single-use plastic bottles, caps, and wrappers. The lawsuit filed in state court in upstate Erie County is among the first by a U.S. state to target a major plastics producer. State Attorney General Letitia James accused PepsiCo of contributing to a public nuisance by generating a significant share of plastic waste. I'm Joe Ramsey.